It gives
so
you
look,
a
here we go.
Indented.
We've just style. Been discussing. Welcome back, everyone, to TVI episode
seven. One, nails in the bottom.
Is it 159 episode?
Shall I look it up?
15.
But basically, I've just been showing Julian and Phoebe my barefoot shoes. I'm wearing a pair of Vivo barefoot. I sound like I'm advertising them, but they're basically the most minimalist shoe you can wear.
And they're supposed to smell of cheese.
But it's meant to
you
be.
You can get the ones with the toes.
Oh yeah,
like weird.
Yeah, they just look disgusting,
like a gorilla.
But they're meant to. It's meant to be. It recreates walking barefoot everywhere. It just gives you a little bit of protection. It's meant to be very good for your posture, your feet, how you walk. It makes you more conscious of how you walk.
Your feet soles are all bleeding.
Namaste. Yeah, I've got shin splints.
But mentally, you're very zen.
It does make you really conscious of how you're walking, which is something I think is quite weirdly has been very interesting to do. Because you don't think about when you walk, you just walk, innit?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whereas actually, to think about how your foot is even landing and moving on the floor, suddenly just, it's almost like a meditation thing. It focuses in you on something that's so normally done without even thinking.
That's good though, because the way you walk can affect, like, over years can affect your back and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It.
So that's why I just bought them. I've had them about a month.
Someone's
I'm
walking
them
on
out.
Your back. Do you know what I mean?
But I'm enjoying it. I mean, it is a bit. You're not meant to walk in them 100% of the time around a busy urban landscape. It's just concrete, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
be on some natural ground, but anyway.
Just
early
walk, just
early
walk
reports.
A field.
I mean, there's no fields in Vauxhall, sadly. But early signs are I'm enjoying wearing them.
Used to all be fields, didn't it? Probably.
There's still a farm.
Oh, it's good to be back, everyone. Back in the studio. No, it is good to be back. Thanks for thanks everyone who.
It's good to have your
listened.
Physical energy.
It is my masculine physical energy. It's nice to be back. We were talking though. It's weird how when the modern age you. Digitally see people a lot.
Yeah.
You don't really have that thing of the big reunions anymore. It used to be you wouldn't see somebody for 3 months, and the first time we physically saw them, you're like, oh, it's you.
I feel like I gave you that.
You did actually.
Yeah, I went. I was gonna go in for a hug, but I'm a bit awkward.
Yeah, I'm a bit. I mean, we're not huggers. To be honest, I've only got out of all my male friends, I've got a few that go for hugs, and I will reciprocate.
Yeah.
But most, I've any male friend who's on a similar wavelength to me, which is a little bit awkward with a hug, I'm like, let's just leave this.
I've never initiated a hug, I don't think. I mean, I've got better at it now I'm older.
You initiate kisses. That's where you tend to just jump the hug and go straight for a kiss.
I'm not actually an initiator.
Just for the tip.
Yeah.
I'm not actually an initiator of kisses either. No, like no. With a, you know, with when you're with a prostitute. Or when you're with one of your Uber fares. I'm awkward like that anyway.
Well,
hugging my mates.
I mean, that is the better option of the two. You don't want to be the over keen.
Some friends who hug, you know, every single time, you kind of get used to
it. Yeah,
to,
yeah, yeah. I've got some friends like that, but I think we've always kept it at arm's length.
Well, you didn't hug me, did you?
But she's seen you more often.
Didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you a hug afterwards.
Don't worry about it.
It's too late now.
Too late. Yeah.
Damage is done. But yeah, it's a weird. I don't think it matters if you hug or don't hug. It's
no.
not. I don't think.
But
it,
a hug
some people put a bit too much weight on
it. It's good for you, apparently, isn't it? A hug, like a
well,
3 second hug. Mm.
What you mean? It, physically, yeah, mentally,
it gives you a boner.
It's good for your blood flow to your cock. Just gets all the juices flowing out of the end of your
feel.
Willy. But yeah, what is it? What do you mean it's meant to be?
It's meant to, it's meant to do something, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
releases endorphins and stuff.
Okay,
it can help you.
Like a
3 second one. What's that name of that spiritual teacher? Amma or Mama? She just hugs people.
Right.
Someone I know hugged her and said it was very powerful.
Okay. I just remembered I got such
Amma,
a I got
the
Amma.
Fucking guru.
Yeah, someone I know worked like for her was like her apprentice.
I just remembered. I want to say I logged this in my mind. It is sort of about health and well-being, but somebody messaged me a really funny message off the back of I think the last episode, Which was about, oh my God, I've lost it now. This is really annoying. Here it is. A guy called Stefan heard us talking about, it was with the Paul McCaffrey episode.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about hemorrhoids piles. And I talked about how I thought I had one because I had what I thought was a little lump and it was so itchy.
It was a penis.
it turns out I just had a cocoa pop in my bum. no, but it basically... He got in touch, and this is like, you know, this is quite... He apologises at the end for messaging me about my bum hole, but he said, just listening to your Paul McCaffrey TBI
I've sent those apologies many times. used my template.
But he says...
I've got that on my out of office. Email signature.
He says, just listen to your Paul McCaffrey TBI episode. Not a doctor, but used to do a lot of nutritionist work with people, and you mentioned your itchy hole that you thought was hemorrhoids. It's likely Candida albicans.
I was going to say, it's likely cancer.
But he says, it's a regular thing I worked through with clients in the past. Basically, a
bet you have.
Let's just work through this.
We're going to get through this. It's going to be a long one, but we're going to get through it.
This is basically a fungal thing most of us have inside, but it can overgrow after of antibiotics
that
disrupt good bacteria cause dysbiosis. If you get it again topically, you can treat with antifungals, and from a nutrition perspective, treat the gut by reducing sugar, yeast, and taking probiotics.
Well, you never guess what, I've bloody got the same thing.
Well, guess what,
I've just finished antibiotics. That must be why.
So this is the thing.
But what fungals hanging at your butt?
I've got something wrong with my bum.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. When we were talking about the Paul McCaffrey
episode... There's no need for that, Phoebe. We're just having a chat.
No, but this is why this is crucial, this information.
Get some pseudo cream on it.
Well, no, you don't need pseudo cream. You need antifungal cream, right? Because when we talked about it on the Paul McCaffrey episode, for full disclosure, I was talking about it in the past tense. It very much was the present tense. I still had the itchy bum hole.
Future tense. For Phoebe, it was the future tense.
I had antibiotics in January, and it's been recurring on and off since then. So since I got this message from Stefan, thank you very much, Stefan, for getting in touch. If you're listening to us talk about anything about our bumholes or anything, don't be ashamed to get in touch.
Do you think people who have anal sex, gay guys...
why do you say that? You're on question time.
Because it's better than going into that by saying, do you think gay guys... Because that could...
Oh, as in not so specifically gay men that have it.
Well, they have more anal sex than, you know...
Pound for pound they do.
Pound for pound. Pound.
pound for pound.
They have more problems with their bum or less? Because their bum like adapts, you know, like evolution.
Call in on 250 to let us know what you think. I reckon
less because they could push the hemorrhoids in,
or less because their bum hole
sweet dick.
Their bum hole has more activity, so it's got a bit more hardy.
Yeah,
or
it's
more
evolved.
Because it's being used more.
Oh, there is so that. There is that risk, but then
more like dirt, like different things going in and out of the area.
It depends.
Don't stop.
I reckon their bumholes probably function just as normal, as heterosexual people do. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think it was.
Let's not judge.
How gay is your bumhole?
I'm not gay, but my bumhole is. Might get that on a t-shirt. Just mince around the club later. Not that all gay guys mince, by the way.
Of course not.
Just the sexy ones.
Just you do. to end this point, what I'm saying is, since Stefan got in touch, I've purchased a antifungal cream. I bought this from him.
160 quid.
I'm still a direct
debit. It smells just like pseudo cream, and the label's been peeled off. Lube.
But yeah, and I've started on a course of. For bumhole based and antifungal cream, and I'm about to purchase a probiotic. So I've taken Stefan's advice, and I'm going to see how it goes. I'll report back next week on my bumhole, everyone.
Cool.
But yeah, get some Caniston antifungal cream.
I thought I'd
cream.
Get a cock in
been bitten.
Oh God!
Dab some fungal cream on the end.
That's the applicator they're using these days.
Just get someone to rail you.
Come on, Julian.
You know when you've got an itchy bum?
So early
not that I ever do because I eat very healthy. But
that doesn't matter. It's absolutely unrelated. You can have an itchy bum and eat healthy.
No, yeah, true. I don't want people to think I've got an itchy bum a lot, though.
Why? It's what, nothing about. I've just told a story about putting fucking antifungal cream on mine.
So if you've got an itchy bum, though, don't sometimes you think, oh, my cock being slammed in it would itch it?
I mean, weirdly, that hasn't crossed my mind.
Nor me. What were you saying?
But right there, so that's a nice update off the back of the Paul McCaffrey episodes. In informative,
and it's improving now. It's a bit better.
It's on the mend.
Show us on camera three.
Show us my inflamed
bum. That's on the Patreon.
Yeah, I will do it. I'll show it on Patreon. Sign up. We are top tier. Every top tier patron.
Close
up picture of my asshole.
Zoomed in, like a planet of Earth.
And then like updates as the cream like helps.
Yeah, just every day before you get a photo of the rash after going down. But anyway, so there we go. But probiotic wise, apparently that's, you need to replace, because this is, I looked into it from what Stefan said, and it's all on, it's all out there. This
Greek yogurt and kefir are the best, one of the best probiotics, but they're not vegan, are they?
No. Kefir, you can get vegan kefir.
Can you?
Kefir? I don't know how you say it.
Kefir.
Isn't kefir what you call what Muslims call the white man?
Kafir.
Kafir. Is that kafir?
No, that isn't that a non-believer, a kafir?
Yeah. Yes. I said that like the white man, like this is some white supremacist. That's what they call us. Oh, yeah, non-believers, that's it. The kafir, I don't know. We're out of our depth in this conversation, aren't we?
Isn't that what South African, like a racial slur?
I think they also used to use
it. We're just frying it around.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think, so I typed in kafir, K-A-F-F-A, which is definitely not how we're supposed to spell it, because the first thing comes up says definition: a grayish reddish brown that is yellower and lighter than liver and redder and stronger than average taup brown.
Fucking hell,
what's going on here?
So that's this word for you.
Sounds like something on Catchphrase, doesn't it?
But anyway, yes, it's but yeah, you can buy vegan probiotics, as I found out. I'm going to purchase one after this recording.
Apparently fermented food is good as well.
Yeah, which I go through phases with. I love a bit of kimchi when it's really spicy and nice. I bought a vegan kimchi in the shop. You can buy a tub of it, and it was shit. No chili at all. I've made my own. It's really nice. It takes so long. It's one of the things you make that's like making your own, what's that, kombucha.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hassle of making it outweighs any pleasure in eating or drinking it, because you just... You know, it's too long a process, and you've got to maintain it. It's like, this is bollocks. That's sourdough bread. Just fucking buy it in a shop, innit?
That's like me with every meal, though. Like the washing up and stuff afterwards.
That's a funny thing about... I was telling you pre-record, telling you about my current... Long-time listeners will know my slightly strange living setup of living in a flat in a tent under an underpass on the A40, but no, we live in a flat that's owned by a monk, essentially, and he has now left the monkdom and returned to civilization.
Gambling.
he's just basically decided to sell the place we live in and move to Australia. So it does mean we have to move. But what was funny was he's come back to sort of sell the place, and is staying with us and coming out of a monastery up a mountain and living with a family with a toddler. I can see that he's struggling with the slight change of pace of fucking like just meditating up a mountain. Suddenly he's got a toddler running around who's now taken to blowing a recorder repeatedly for like long periods of time. The poor fucking guy.
Who's blowing the recorder?
Twyla.
Oh.
She just she found a recorder, and she does not, she literally goes doot 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 like that for about 10 minutes at a go.
But
and
you want to snap it in half.
I find it quite fun.
Yeah.
I understand that's a very subjective thing, isn't it, with parenting. You don't find things as annoying when your kid does it.
Nah.
Another kid did that, I'd kick him across the road.
Yeah.
But you know, when your kid does it, it's cute, isn't it?
It's like, oh, look at him. Yeah. Look at her.
But I feel bad for Benny. He's had to come back into the fucking cult.
Benny? Benny the Benedictine monk?
It's not a Benedictine monk. Oh. That's
Is his real name?
Benjamin.
But his surname, is that his real name?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's German.
Okay.
But
Nazi is his
name. Yeah.
Hitler is his surname. Yeah, it's German, apparently. I didn't, you wouldn't know it. But Benny Hitler. Isn't that the name from, what was the name of the guy from Bottom? You know, Aid Edmondson's character. What was his name? There was Rick Mayall. There was Eddie. Oh, it was Eddie, wasn't it? Eddie Hitler.
Eddie, yeah.
Wasn't it? There was, didn't, wasn't
that was the character's name, not the actor.
Was that a running joke that his name was Eddie Hitler?
Edward Elizabeth Hitler.
Yeah.
And Richard Richard.
Richard, yes.
Anyone who's called Elizabeth can get go and see Top Gun for free, apparently.
What?
Really?
Or go to the cinema generally, not just Top Gun for free, because it's the Queen's 70th.
Oh, so just this weekend?
Yeah.
That is absolute bold. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah. My sister's middle name's Elizabeth.
Does that count? Should she get free tickets?
I don't know.
Everyone's called Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Oh, they
everyone.
Can dine for free at the Allen Hotel.
Hey.
You can go on a vintage train.
Fuck off. It's such a load of shit, isn't it?
You definitely have to show ID, don't you? Or I'm going all them places. Or I'll see you Tuesday.
Have you haven't seen Top Gun yet, have you?
No, I can't remember. I saw the first one, I'm sure I did. I know, obviously, I know the film, and like, but I'd like to watch the first one first.
I watched the first one first. Like two. I mean, I watched it again 2 weeks ago in prep to go and see the new one, just to gear me up for it. Because I love it. I mean, obviously it's a bit shit, but it's also great fun. The first one, it's a real 80s action, silly, big American film. But I went on Wednesday to watch the new one on my own, proper dad's night out. So I didn't want to go with anyone. I wanted this is about me. And I went to an evening showing in a big screen. I booked at the seat, third row back, middle.
The white seat.
Massive, yeah. But there was no one else around me because it was such a big screen. Everyone sits further back because otherwise it's a bit, fucks your eyes a bit. But I was like, I just want to be on my own, down the front. Don't want to see people in front of me. I just want fucking Top Gun. And I loved it. Like, it was such a nostalgia trip. I was almost crying loads of times at how exciting it was, and just it was nice to see everyone again.
I do like
see
a bit
everyone
of Tom
again.
It was just nice to catch up with Maverick.
The
you know,
big reunions. So
his name's Maverick, and there's Goose in it. Isn't
well,
there?
No Goose. So I mean, spoiler alert: Goose sadly dies in the first
is
one.
Is Val Kilmer in the new one?
Val Kilmer is in the new one. It's pretty amazing, and it's very good the way they brought him back, you know, he's because obviously he's got his health issues, and they incorporate that into the
he was apparently a nightmare to work with, wasn't he?
Really?
Yeah, that's why he didn't really do many films after a while.
I think he was hard to work with because he didn't really want to be a star. If you watch a documentary about him, he was very very much he wanted to be a real serious actor. He did theatre before he did film, and like, he just didn't like the sort of how he got typecast as this hot young thing, you know, whereas actually he wanted to be a
don't
serious
don't be a dish
actor.
Then, mate. I know, sorry for you.
He was so good looking.
Mm.
Have you seen
Jim Morrison was good, wasn't he, when he did
He
the
was
Doors.
Great. That was, well, yeah. I mean, he was a great actor. Have you seen the trailer for the Elvis film?
A little bit.
Have you seen how handsome the man who plays Elvis is?
No, is he dishy?
Unbelievable. Like, they've absolutely nailed it. Like, can you check? Yeah. Can you bring up a picture on the screen of the actor? He's an Australian actor.
Is there any naked ones?
So, do you know his name?
I don't. Just
Elvis Presley. Presley P for Paris.
Is it Austin Butler?
Could be. Bring him up. Let's see what Austin Butler looks like.
That's a dish name.
But honestly, they've nailed the casting of Elvis so well, because this actor really has that thing that Elvis had, which was like, he's a super handsome man, but he's also almost androgynous. He's got like he's a very pretty man as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's amazing. Like, look at him. Oh my God.
He looks a bit, I don't know. I mean,
I think he looks like a young Val Kilmer.
Elvis has almost got a little millimetre to the left broken jaw, isn't he? Which gives him a bit of edge.
Look, can you click on that? I don't think that's the best picture of Elvis, the one that we've got up on the screen there.
No.
Go for...
this one?
Oh, that's it. I think he's a lovely looking young man.
I don't really... I think he's about an 8 for me.
No, I think he's gorgeous.
Who would you have playing Elvis instead?
Look
at this one at the top.
Look at click on that. Click on it.
He reminds me a bit.
I think he looks like a young Val Kilmer. I think he's such a good bit of casting. He's a little bit androgynous, isn't he? Do you know what know what I mean?
He's got. He looks quite, a bit Megan Fox.
He's got quite pretty
he?
Eyes, which Elvis obviously had.
I could see how they could make him up to look like Elvis, but I wouldn't say they look that similar.
No, no, I don't. But I think they don't have to look exactly the same. I just think what they've done is capture what was very handsome about Elvis was the sort of boyish prettiness that he had. just for getting the old TVI in there.
just OCD more than PR.
But I mean, that's I watched the trailer and it made me so excited. Obviously, it has a big Elvis.
So it's just
fan.
A film about his life from the beginning.
Yeah. It's like the biopic of Elvis's life.
No one's been as well. Michael Jackson, I suppose. And Justin Bieber. But no one's been as impactful as Elvis.
I don't think so.
I mean, Jackson, yeah, I guess. But
Beatles, Elvis, Michael Jackson have got to be, you know, in terms of
but Elvis,
cultural phenomena.
People were losing their mind.
Yeah, and but Beatlemania was similar later. As well, though. There was that thing of, obviously, that was, they were both, but they had that thing of just women just literally creaming themselves in the crowd.
I mean, I hate it when that happens, but. I get it, obviously.
I'm just 50-year-old women on a hen do in your crowd.
I get that, a top secret, you know what I mean?
Have you ever had, like, underwear thrown at you on stage?
Yeah.
Some shitty mine. Pants.
Mine when they sprung them back at me. When they batted them back.
Wash them yourself, you dirty bastard.
I told
your
you I don't want
your mum throwing them at you. Take them home. No, I have not. No, I don't know a single comedian who's had underwear thrown at
them. I've had a dildo thrown, like a vibrator phone thrown at me by a hen party once.
Yeah.
I think that was like, wasn't as, that was more like, get off. I had an Easter egg bunny thrown at me once.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had anything thrown at me. I think I probably have in sort of, in like a bit of banter where sort of I've encouraged them
a
to throw
chair.
Bit of banter where they threw.
They just threw one of the tables
at
my face.
Threw one over the back of my head. But I don't think I've had anything thrown at me.
The bunny thing was like underarm kind of a nice little ears of chocolate, but
okay.
It just kind of hit me and I don't know. But the dildo was just a hen party.
Yeah.
I've caught it in my art. I know. I've spoke about this before, haven't I?
Yeah, you caught it. And what did you do? Just held it or something?
I just caught it and just underarmed it back and didn't even reference it. And carried on with my next joke.
Like it didn't even happen.
I was only about 1 year in.
Yeah.
To that set.
But anyway, we were talking about the you mentioned Elizabeth. Has anyone seen any Jubilee stuff yet?
Well, we had a party here at Vauxhall yesterday.
What sort of party?
Drag bingo, which okay. I do think is what the Queen would have wanted, and like a house DJ.
Was it well populated?
Yeah, it was pretty poppin.
Yeah,
nice weather, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was lovely weather yesterday. I saw the military flyover.
Oh yeah.
I was at a sort of a children's outdoor. It was like a farm type thing, but it was like a Peter Rabbit. I don't know.
Where was
it.
Twyla at home? Yeah.
I was just sort of sounding it out for her, see if something she might like.
There was a big event on Blackheath outside my window, but I wasn't home.
Right.
So that's my story.
But there was like it was proper military. Do you know what the military flyover felt like? Like if you didn't know there
was a
Jubilee,
Russian.
You'd think we were at war. But it was like there was about five or six after each other, like groups of four military helicopters, like they'd fly over really low. Like, so yeah, if you didn't know the Jubilee was on, you'd be like,
it's fucking impressive when you see those aeroplanes like that.
It is a bit, but also you feel like, what are you doing? Like, what are you just.
And I get a train.
But it is all very.
Like when they like the red arrows and how the fuck did they do that?
That's like watching Top Gun. Like the sort of they obviously filmed it with jets. It's not CGI.
You couldn't even synchronize like a reverse park with your mate, could you?
No.
That might be harder, actually.
I don't think it's harder. But no, when you watch Top Gun, you see the shit they're doing. The shit they can do in planes is ridiculous.
What, with CGI?
They don't do it in CGI. That's the thing. Tom Cruise made like it's all filmed in planes. He's against all the CGI shit, isn't he? That's why, like,
I mean, I know the Scientologist, he gets a hard time, doesn't he? But he is a fucking force of nature.
Absolute, like, you know.
Reminds me of me.
He's what? What, him being a creep?
Yeah.
A creep who lies about his age.
Fake tans.
Tight t-shirts. He's in good nick for his age, though. How old is Tom Cruise?
He's like 59, isn't
he? He looks good for his age.
Guesses.
I reckon, yeah, I'd say 59, you might have nailed that. I reckon 58, just to give us a slight bit of difference in guesses.
His car got stolen in Birmingham the other day, didn't it?
He's 59.
Is he?
Oh, I nailed it.
And he looks decent topless. He's got that slightly creepy, almost 60-year-old guy topless vibe. You know, when they... There's something you can just tell their skin starts going a bit
There's
weird,
isn't
it?
There's only so much you can do before your abs are hanging a little bit.
Have you got any pictures of him topless? Oh, yes, God, this is a good one. Like your reaction looks like it's going to be, we're going to vomit.
It's far too nude.
Go on, put it on.
Why, no, go on, bring it up.
No, I can't put the rest of it, but...
Why, is his cock out? Is there a picture of him's cock out?
There's quite a lot of stuff. I'm just going to show you this picture.
That's not his cock out.
No, but I'm just...
Oh, I just saw the... Sorry, top left there. Did you see that?
Drag it down a little bit. Because the viewers are going to be going, what?
Oh, I think anyone, no, don't keep it. And go on YouTube and have a look at our video if you're listening. No, put it, move it up.
Oh,
a lot of Photoshop going on here.
There's
for Tom Cruise naked.
That's
on.
A weird poster they've done for Top Gun 2.
But anyway, yeah, look at that. Yeah. That's him. He's got that weird. You know, he's in good shape for 59.
He's 60 years old. He's in incredible
shape. But his
shape,
body, your body physically cannot maintain like a... You can't have a proper six-pack or anything really, can you? So he's got like a sort of 25-pack that just goes all the way around his torso.
It's just fat.
No, it's just all muscle, but his muscles have moved.
For a 60-year-old guy, fucking...
Yeah, he's in good nick.
I bet he's like energetic and like...
Oh, yeah.
Athletic for his age.
But he... There's the famous, obviously, scene in Top Gun where they have the topless volleyball on the beach. And they recreate that in the new one. They play sort of beach football.
And he's in good shape in that. Yeah, and he looks a bit like that, doesn't he?
And bear in mind that he's surrounded by absolute gods of, like, you know, the other actors are in such good nick. And he's, you know, he does hold his own for his age. He looks amazing. But compared to some of the other guys who look outrageous.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I know, right? It's quite a
can sort my hemorrhoids out.
Quite a sexy boy episode, this, isn't it? We're into hot guys. That's it. That's what happens when I come back in the studio. So let's just look at pictures of boys.
You come back from Australia, gay.
It's a very gay country. I think it is a gay country, actually, Australia. It's much more, you know...
It's conservative as well, though. I mean, obviously,
well, no,
it's not 100%.
Well, it depends where you go. That's the thing. I think Melbourne is one of the most sort of liberated, progressive cities on earth. Mm. So when you're there, you know...
You're like, get me out of this shit.
Get me out of this fucking snowflake cuck fest. No, it's lovely. Like, everyone, it is a much... I think it's a more progressive city than London, even though London's an amazingly progressive city. But I think they're just a little
London?
Bit... They're probably a few years down the line. But then you go out of Melbourne into like the regions, and that's like 30 years back.
But I think that London's got so many areas within it.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, you think of Soho, something like that. Like, Melbourne's probably behind that still, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think in terms of the LGBTQ plus community.
We can get a massage any time of night there as well.
Yeah.
Sweet. I was born in Melbourne.
Prostitution's legal in Australia. Like 100% legal.
Is it?
Not like no dodgy like sign saying model in an open window. Yeah. I'm talking like actual brothel. Just there's brothels.
It's weird the model that, isn't it? Like what's the cover? You're going to go in and do a modelling shoot.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went in thinking I was going to get tossed off and ended up having to get my top off and take some photos.
You ended up in Freeman's catalogue. Modelling some earphones.
I don't know. It's probably just that thing of...
Model.
You know, it's because there must be some legal... I don't understand it. There must be a legal loophole that they can...
But they could have used something else like massage or...
Yeah,
which
I thought massage would be the standard world over, you know. I feel bad for people that are just, you know, have a late night massage parlor where they do massages.
I'm a masseuse.
Are you?
Yeah.
You been requested to add anything on?
No, because I do it at
you
my
didn't get my
DMs. Front room.
Yeah, your parents' front room.
I've blocked them. Sorry, Julian. But I had.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like do it 11 p.m. would you, in a little dodgy place in Soho?
No.
Because people would not be going in there to get their fucking.
I suppose anyone getting a massage at 10 p.m. after 6 pints probably isn't suffering from a dodgy back.
It's just a little crook in my neck. Coke down their nose.
On MDMA. Just fucking, oh yeah, I think
it's because I've been driving.
Yeah. I think the only thing that would release it is if you wank me up. But
body to body massage.
What sort of massage do you do?
Happy endings. No.
Just happy endings.
Just happy endings.
You call them happy beginnings.
No, but is it a special type?
I do Swedish holistic full body. So quite gentle full body.
Okay.
I can be fairly firm, but it's not steep.
Because I'm not into massages.
It's okay. I've never, it's all right.
Sorry to knock you back there, Phoebe. But what I mean is, like, you know, I've had one or two in my life and I've not enjoyed it. I find it too invasive.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not into it at all. One of them was quite full on and I was like, get your fucking hands
off. I'd have one every day if I could. Yeah. It's not good for you every day, is it?
I don't really understand that. I mean, maybe it's just my being a bit sort of I've not done that, people touching me, maybe that's probably what it is, but yeah, I've never had one that I enjoy.
I love it. I just put that out there.
You should a daily massage is good for you.
Is it?
Yeah,
after the gym it's good, isn't it?
Just in general, because it helps like move dead cells and lymph and everything around.
I've got no dead cells.
You've got no dead cells?
No, they're all alive.
Dead cells.
I'm gonna be in a prison cell
dying.
If I get my way at a massage. Sorry, listeners.
It's all right. They know what to expect.
Good.
This is what they sign up for, mate. Sign up to patrons here. Julian, even more descending to being a serial killer.
Incel serial.
You're like Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Every
Dennis
series, you get more and more creepy.
He's so funny.
Have you seen the new series? Oh, not new, the newest series, when they go to Ireland. They go to Ireland, and it is so funny. Like, it's amazing how, you know, I think as each season's gone on, it's on 16 seasons now, and there is slight diminishing returns in that I don't think it's as fresh as it was 10
seasons ago. Because it's so raw and on the edge, you can only stay there for so long, can't you?
But what they're amazing at is every season, and every episode even, there is still two or three moments that just nothing else is as funny as. Like, do you know what I mean? There's one of the last episodes of the new series where Dennis, they stay in like a haunted castle, and Dennis is just so funny in it. Like, he's so psychotic.
He's the funniest one.
I think he is the funniest. Like, yeah, I think he really grew into being the funniest.
Yeah,
I thought it was like, when I first started watching it, I thought Mac and was funny, and then Danny DeVito came in and was probably the best.
Yeah,
and Charlie that. But and Dennis just took over the lot of them, I think. And there's a couple of seasons where Dee really nails it. Like the one where she tries stand-up is one of the funniest.
Oh, yeah. She's so funny.
Yeah. Their podcast is very good. That's a little recommendation, anyone. I reckon it's only really fun if you've watched the series.
Our listeners only listen to our podcast, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's falling on dead ears, guys, isn't it?
Just one and done. But anyway, that's that. What else has been going on in London?
I cut my finger open this morning.
Oh yeah, you should. What happened?
They can probably see it on there because it's.
Hang on, yeah. Camera 4 over here, darling.
Show it. Move it in.
Oh,
that is big,
nasty.
You know. What did you do?
I cut it last night on a tin.
Oh god!
Opening a tin. I need a new tin opener, I think. It's got blood all over it. But I went, like that. And then, you know, when there's like way too much blood.
Most tins now have a ring pull, don't they?
I know. No, I know. These ones didn't. I know. Silly. I'd never have bought it if I would have noticed. Yeah. And I used a tin opener. But I was getting the last bit off myself.
Ugh.
And it...
What was in the tin?
Fuck.
Beans, mixed beans.
Oh, right. Did all the blood go in with the beans?
It didn't actually, I don't think. But it did go all over the carpet and the sink and stuff.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a plaster, just had to wrap kitchen roll and put one of my daughter's hair bands around it. So I felt like a man, you know what I mean?
Bear Grylls.
That's how men do it. The net beans out of a tin.
How painful was it? Was it painful? Was it just a
not
shock?
Really? It was a bit. It was just irritating. I don't really feel pain. I'm built differently, but it did. It was just inconvenient because I couldn't like wank or nothing.
and that's the only thing that mattered.
I had a wank this morning and it opened it up again.
Oh, I had to bail out, sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Which would normally be inappropriate, as you guys, whatever. Yeah. I was talking to a man in his mid-30s yesterday. He said he still has a wank 3 times a day.
Oh, that is too many.
Do you think that's actually... That can't be true.
It can be true. Yeah. I think that's... obviously, and it's also very...
It's like nodding fist.
I think that's very dependent on your situation. Do you know what I mean?
If you're lonely.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a 35-year-old living on your own and you've got not much on during the day, fill your boots. But I think
I'm older than 35 and that's about my average.
3 a day?
Yeah, not that anyone needs to hear about my wanking.
As an average, that means that quite often you have more.
I have done. I mean, not really more than 3.
That
I've done 5. I've done 5 this year in a day.
I've never done three in a day since I was about 12.
I was a bit like last year. I did Google how many's too many.
It's always a good sign.
And there isn't a number, so it is quite good for you to do that.
Okay. I don't think there's any health risks.
No.
I think it's more mental health risks, I'd say, to wank in 3 times a day.
You could make yourself sore, I guess, couldn't you, if you grip it in the same spot? Sorry, guys.
I would say that I think it's too much. I just think, get better hobbies would be my thing. Knock one out a day and then fill the other times with something more productive.
It's true. It can be a mental distraction more than you're actually mad horny.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Often it is boredom, I would say, that is causing that. Or distracting himself from other things. Whereas actually, he'd be better served spending that however long, 3 to 15 minutes.
if I don't have one all day and then I have one in the evening, it's like quite heavy.
Yeah. Well, that's...
It's like women talk about their periods. It was quite heavy today.
Yeah,
it's
heavy. I had a heavy flow.
It's a real heavy one, yeah.
Heavy flow this week. This quarter of a day.
God, my kids never listen to this podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm deleting every episode the moment Twyla hits like 10 years old. Never, ever is she going to hear a single thing I've talked about.
I think my kids will listen to it. I hope our video edit don't put that out as a clip.
Oh, that is 100% going to
tag my kids in.
What were we talking about before that?
His finger.
It's a deep gash, man.
I've got a new injury, a yesterday injury. I think I might have fractured my little toe on my left foot.
Oh.
I did one of them. Do you know when you kick a bed frame?
Barefoot.
No. I was fully barefoot this time. Oh. And do you know when you just kick a door frame or something and it's like the most painful?
Oh, on your little toe?
Yeah. I kicked a bed frame like so hard. I turned way too quick and just fully caught a bed frame with my little toe. And it's one of them ones where you almost go into convulsions of like, and I just had to sit in silence for about 10 minutes, just breathing. And it's throbbing still like 24 hours later. So I think that's a bad sign, isn't it? Get
Stefan on it.
Oh, yeah. Stefan, mate. What is wrong with
him? He'll
be like, right, what you need to do? Let me have a look at your arse and I'll sort it out. So I have one quick look and I'll be able to diagnose it.
For your arsehole. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's fractured. But I reckon...
You have a fractured arsehole. Can you fracture your arsehole? No. Can you dislocate it?
No, it's not...
Not an arsehole, but the coccyx, maybe.
Yeah, it's not... It's obviously not...
That's a heavy night, isn't
it? It must be muscle. It's a muscle, isn't it? Yeah, your bum
hole.
What
if it's good for your back?
What?
I'm trying to find ways where I can have gay sex.
Health benefits. It's really good for your gut microbiome.
It's just good for your posture.
It's a group of muscles.
It's a group of muscles.
Well, the anal sphincter is a group of muscles at the end of the rectum.
Of course it is.
Strong ones.
Have we talked about having that? I listened to a podcast where they talked about putting shit up your bum.
Oh, my Lord.
Why?
It's called like fecal
Fun.
Implantation
it's
or something.
Tuesdays.
But no, it's about people have really sort of ravaged their gut microbiome through loads of antibiotics, loads of different things.
That's one of them like hoo-ha things.
It is a bit, but basically
bacteriotherapy.
Yeah. So what it is they put someone who's healthy, they put a bit of their shit up your bumhole, and then the good bacteria from their microbiome goes into yours to sort of repopulate it and help it out.
If any doctors are listening, can you tell us that's not That doesn't work, please.
I think there's some good science behind it. I'm not pushing it or anything.
I
but
don't know how much funding. I'd probably rather
take
that study.
I'd probably rather take a probiotic.
Whose shit would you rather? Would you take Julian's shit, for example, or is there someone?
I think because Julian's pretty healthy. I think he's a healthy guy. You'd rather hit Julian than like someone who's putting loads of booze away or. Yeah. You know, so I'd say I would absolutely have some of Julian's shit put in my bum.
Would you take Carl Donnelly's shit?
Yeah.
I do.
I do. I now pronounce you
to death to do we part.
But no, it's a fascinating thing. I listened to a thing about it, and then it's one of the things that sounds disgusting. But when you actually think about what when you take it down to the bacterial level, it's quite interesting, and you know, I'm not against it.
I mean, I don't know, poo.
They're not literally taking a bit of shit and popping it on their finger and popping it up. You know, it's probably in some sort of suppository capsule.
Yeah.
You know, it's done scientifically. They're not smearing shit on your bum.
It ain't a bit of me.
It's formed by a colonoscopy.
Yes.
That don't sound fun.
Colin, I've not had a colonoscopy.
Who's Colin?
And how'd you become one of them? I've had an endoscopy. Have you ever had one of them? And they put a thing down your throat.
No.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
What, to look at what?
To go into your stomach.
What, like a long...
I had a tube put down my throat. That you'd think nowadays would be like the width of a hair. Do you know they're talking about all this modern technology?
Dildo.
Mate, honestly, it was like one of them big fat dildos.
There was a bit on it that tickled your chin.
It was, like it was the most rabbit. Uncomfortable thing I've ever had happen to me. They had to hold me down and do it. That makes it sound way more threatening than it was.
Melbourne's really liberal, isn't it?
No, the doctors, it was when I had my stomach problems when I was in my early 20s. And like they, because I'd lost a lot of blood, I couldn't be put
what,
under
it's
general
a camera
anaesthetic.
On it, so they have a look in your stomach.
Yeah, and it was like that thick. That doesn't sound that thick, but when you feed that down your throat, right into your stomach, man, it was so brutal. I hated it.
Oh, I bet.
But sometimes just they go up, sometimes it. They go up that way, sometimes they go down that way.
I'd sooner it go up my bum than down my throat.
I think hindsight, I would have, but I think for some reason there was a lot of stuff coming out of that end, so they had to come in this way. Oh, God. Oh man, but yes, it's that is enough of all that business. Do you know what, we didn't tee up the questions. I was meant to bring my laptop and tee up the questions. I'm still a bit jet lagged.
Also, what we're gonna thinking of doing with our patrons is video questions.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so.
That's
good.
Such a good idea, isn't it?
Why are you saying it like it's groundbreaking?
It's never been done before. No one's ever sent a video message podcast. This is space age technology.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea. I mean, it was your tone. It was really funny. Guys, you will not believe what's
really
about
like
to happen.
I really like that. Imagine someone popping up on there, like walking down the street, asking a question. It could be pre-recorded, obviously.
Yes.
You know, if people aren't, don't want to be on camera or whatever.
It's got to be pre-recorded. Oh, yeah. I'll take live FaceTimes into the... We could actually. I mean, obviously we were doing it while I was away, but...
We could do, yeah.
You have connection issues.
But we're going to, we are going to be adding some stuff to the podcast, making some changes.
Restructuring.
While I've been away, you know, we've sort of gone, you know what? We need a few changes, make it run, you know, sort of a nice little bit of format. Not crazy amounts of format, so it's quite a freewheeling
chat. It's
going to
stay with the essence of what we do, but...
We just think we want a bit more interaction.
Add a lot of things.
It's nice.
Just such men of the people.
We are.
I love that.
That's what the people need right now.
This is the people's podcast.
There's a cost of living crisis. The world is in tatters.
Yeah.
What you need is two... middle-aged white guys to come along and fix this.
Leave
you lot
to the promise.
You know what I'm talking about. All the LGBTs,
put shit in your ass.
All the minorities, you've had your chance. No, I don't mean any of that, what I've just said, but we just we think we're gonna sort of have a bit more interaction because it's fun, isn't it? It's nice getting messages like I get about my bumhole.
It'd be good if he did that as a video. I mean, you could put sunglasses on, so our patrons...
what are you talking about? What's sunglasses?
Some people might not want to talk to a camera.
Oh, you mean disguise?
Yeah, or like just, you know. Just
what we could do is, you know, on documentaries where they sort of black them out and they change their voice. We could do that.
Yeah.
Which I mean, a lot of negate people, the reason for having them do voice.
I'd imagine a lot of our patrons would do that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon there'd be. I think some people want to send messages, but anyway, so we're also gonna set up a We're also gonna set up a number, phone number.
Yeah.
Where we're gonna have a WhatsApp, where
it's gonna be a patron certain tier where you become a member of our WhatsApp group.
WhatsApp group, but also you can also then message in via the WhatsApp any patrons.
Yeah.
And
audio messages.
Audio messages, video messages. WhatsApp messages,
mm-hmm.
and then
that's
fun. It's gonna be fun, isn't it? Also,
are you gonna like? How long are you gonna measure the WhatsApp? Is it gonna be a sort of like every day? You're gonna send messages?
I think we're gonna just have it on our. We're just gonna be in the WhatsApp group with a bunch of patrons. Yeah. We are gonna probably have to limit the numbers to a certain degree because I once was in a. There's a Tottenham podcast called The Fighting Cock that I appear on now and again. They briefly set up a WhatsApp group for their patrons. And not all their patrons, there was like a certain amount of them. And there was about 200 people in the WhatsApp group. And it was one of the most chaotic things I've ever been part of.
You can mute it, though.
You can mute it, but it still updates in the background. So my phone battery was like dying really quick. And I was like, what's going on with my phone? And then I checked, and basically there'd been 1,000 WhatsApp messages that afternoon. Because it was just constant footy banter. What? So it just drains your battery because your phone's constantly updating.
What's annoying is when you get invited to someone's birthday via a birthday WhatsApp group, but you can't go, but you're still in the group.
Just leave.
Yeah, just leave.
I know, I just feel rude.
Just don't give a shit, mate. Just leave. Be like fucking action film. An explosion behind you as you just walk away like that. That's what I
most group chats I get invited to and then I instantly...
I'm a muter more than a leaver, but if
I mute every single WhatsApp, everything, no alerts.
Really?
Yeah.
What, individually or just in
individually?
The app? What? Why would
every
you just
person?
Mute the app?
Why don't you just? Because I put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Can I do that?
I'll show you off.
I just do it automatically, just because I check WhatsApp all the time anyway, so there's no point in having it pinging.
Right. Okay. But I mean, yeah. Why? I put my phone on Do Not Disturb a lot.
Same.
And I never have it on loud. I never ever have like anything noisy.
Do you not?
Always on silent. My phone is on.
Do you ever hear it?
I don't.
And that's why no one can contact
me. No, but because I've got it connected to my Fitbit. So if it rings, my Fitbit vibrates and I know to take a phone call, but it doesn't. My Fitbit doesn't tell me if I've received a message. So unless I look at my phone, I won't know if I've received anything.
So your Fitbit's connected. Like, I've not got that Fitbit.
You got the shit one.
I've got the shit. I got the BTEC one.
This one's good. This is the, I can't remember what, this is still an old one though, but it's good fun. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, I just use it for sleep and steps.
How's your sleep going? What's last
four
night?
And a half hours.
Oh, shit. Let's have a little, as we come towards the end of the podcast, let's do a little sleep assessment. Have you ever assessed your sleep, Phoebe?
No.
It's quite interesting, but you do get a bit obsessed.
I did boxing yesterday on the Heath.
So couldn't sleep afterwards. He was so excited about how good you boxed.
But it was kind of, we did cardio. It wasn't the boxing trainer.
I've not had a great week because I'm jet lagged. Last night I got 7 hours 20, but it was only a 75 score, which isn't great.
Look, 4 hours.
Oh my God. But you got 9 hours.
I got 9 hours Wednesday. That's because I took a Pyritin.
Right. What? Antihistamine?
Yeah, it knocks me out. Like, anything above 8 is because I took a Pyritin. But look at this average. 5, 5, 6, 5, man,
your sleep
5.
Is shit.
The 9-hour one is a Pyritin. The best, yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
What's the highest score you've got? Because I got an 87.
I've got an 88 here.
On how long?
8 hours 55.
So I got
how
that.
How do they measure? What's the number?
How much it's based, deep sleep?
Yeah, and it's also about the sort of percentages of deep sleep, light sleep, REM.
So you only need about 1.5 hours deep. I mean, that's 1 hour 43 deep. Was my 84.
That's
a
good recovery.
But last night was about like 10 fucking minutes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Grotty.
Look, my deep sleep was 40 minutes.
Ooh.
And I'm going to Blackpool straight after this.
What, to sort your sleep out?
Yeah.
That's where you need to go. It's the home of good sleep.
Just going to go there and sleep.
But you go to Blackpool for the Comedy Station?
Yeah.
That's a fun gig.
Yeah, I've not done it for 8 years.
It's an interesting town, Blackpool, in that it's... it'll be nice in the sunshine. I went there and it was a bit grim when I went. It was like bad weather, rain.
I feel like I've brought too many bags.
Why?
I've got two big bags.
How long are you going for?
Two nights.
Two nights?
What have you got in there?
I've just got, like, change of clothes, like, what's it called? Like a wash bag.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. Yeah. Cosmetics.
Wash bag.
Cosmetics? No.
Toiletries?
Toiletries, yeah. And my laptop and that.
Yeah.
So it's the basics, really. And some fruit I'd say took as well.
Oh yeah, they don't sell fruit up north.
No,
it's a big thing once you get north of them.
But if I don't take it, if I get back, it's a waste. It's a waste, isn't it? If I get back, the fruit would be old.
Yeah. I've been eating so much fruit this week.
It's good.
Just to try and, you know, when I'm jet lagged, I tend to eat quite badly. But this week, I've tried to really counteract that and go the other way and eat really well. It's really helped with the jet lag. It's really helped with my sleep. A lot of fibre.
What's jet lag caused by? Just lack of sleep, basically?
It's caused by circadian disruption, if you want to get into it. Because basically, obviously, your circadian rhythm is how your body relates to sunlight. And, you know, you wake up and then you go to sleep at night. And so you go literally from one time zone to another. Your body is still on a different circadian rhythm to the time zone you're in. So that sort of, it fucks your whole body up and your whole system up. That's why people get cold, they get ill, they get run down when they're jet lagged, because their body is basically freaking out. So it's over a few days you have to just get back onto the right time zone.
It just takes a few days to adjust.
Yeah. And there's tricks to it. You've got to really get on board with the time zone you're in as quick as possible. Don't nap. Try and just stay awake during daylight and go to bed at a normal time and eat meals at the time you should be eating on that time zone.
I'm going to start jogging every morning. Only like 10, 15 minutes, just a little jog. I want to get my resting heart rate down. It's at 69.
69? I thought yours would be lower. Mine, because mine went up a bit recently because I wasn't doing much.
I want it at below 60.
Mine is currently 61.
That's really good.
60, 60, 61 the last few days. And that's without doing any exercise. So I think
I've got to get mine
dying.
Up to, when you exercise, I've got to get it up to over 120 for like 20 minutes a couple of times a week. Mm. And it will start dropping down.
Right. I think I just do that from just general
I was
stress.
Box jumping the other day. Like I can jump really high. Like I did 1 meter 15.
Okay.
Like I think you can jump higher than you can limbo low.
Yeah. No. Oh, 1.15 is quite. I don't know how you would. That. I could limbo under 1.15.
I don't know how you would ratio that.
But just as in, like, you would know how much you were bending to go, like.
What the average bending and the average jump? How much
which one?
Percentage?
Which
could
one
you do
you reckon you're above average with more?
I probably think jumping. I'm above average because I googled it. 80 centimeters is good. I got like 110 or 15 nearly.
There we go.
You impressed?
Now you need to just do a test of your limbo and let us know next week.
But limbo would like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I've not done a limbo since I reckon I was maybe 15 at Rowena McCraig's birthday party. I remember I was at a 15, maybe 15.
That's how you snuck in.
Oh, maybe 13.
Through the cat flap.
I remember dancing with her to the Lambada while her dad watched with daggers.
Who was that?
This just a girl I went to school with. Oh. And the Lambada came on and we did like the sort of the forbidden dance. Yeah. And I remember just catching her dad's eye looking at me while
give him a
me and his
wink.
Daughter just ground against each other. And then
fuck your daughter.
So I mouthed that to him quietly over her shoulder.
In your bed.
But and then I think there was a limbo later on in the party. I don't remember how good I was at it, if I'm honest. But anyway, on that note, we should wrap it up. Do you remember your first sort of sexy dance with a...
No, I never did it.
Really?
Yeah. In my drunk 20s, I did a bit, but not... Oh, but it wasn't before I'd had sex.
Okay.
Oh, what I did, you meant, really.
I did some Lambadas long before sex.
Did you?
Some Lambadas.
Yeah, I did a few Lambadas, mate.
I'd just go straight in with sex, then we dance.
Get the sex out of the way.
Then we dance in the boogie. Moonlight on the beach.
Right, let's wrap this up, man.
Thanks, everybody. So thanks to our new patrons.
Thanks to new patrons. Thanks to old patrons. Sign up for extra stuff at patreon.com/wearetvi.
A lot of things happening.
Yeah, things will be now picking up again. Now I'm back in the same country.
Just getting this first one out of the way and then...
Yeah, we thought we'd have a little catch up.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. And then we're going to, yeah, more information will come about the new plans of format, where you can get in touch. That will all be set up in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
patrons' feedback is welcome.
Yeah, it is. Get in touch. Any health issues you reckon we need to look at?
No, that problem.
It was a real welcome message from
Send
Stefan.
Pictures of any health issues.
If you've got any issues with your tits, send them to Julian.
And then resident Dr. Stefan, just get him in.
Maybe we should. Nutritionist. He said he's not. Oh, he was very careful to stress he's not a doctor.
Is it Stefan with an F?
Other than what?
PH.
A Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stefan, if it's the same one, I've spoken to him, yeah.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Thanks for getting in touch and put me on the straight and narrow with my bum hole. And other than that, thanks, Phoebe, for...
Oh, thanks for
driving.
Having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And other than that, thanks.
That sounded weird.
That's it, innit?
Yeah.
Watch on YouTube if you've
listened.
I've got
some new sunglasses.
Yay.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
Gift
man.
From Phoebe, thank you.
Yeah, they're lovely. And that's it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Take
Love
it easy.
You all.
Speak to you next week.
You're actually changing the podcast.
I think you're right. Ron, if you die of AIDS in an alleyway.